Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny today with a high near 22 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 13 below with southwest winds 9 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 8. Wind chill values as low as 4 below. And on Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 18. Wind chill values as low as 8 below zero, blustery with a northwest wind, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. And in the news, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is seeking public feedback on how the state should use $8 million in funding for projects reducing harms associated with opioid use disorder. The funding is from a multi-state opioid lawsuit that Wisconsin settled in February 2022 against several major pharmaceutical companies, including Cardinal, McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, and Johnson & Johnson, according to the Department of Health Services. The state received a $31 million payout in 2022 and is due to receive more than $400 million in funds from the lawsuit over the next 18 years. The funds that Wisconsin's Department of Justice helped secure from opioid companies will aid communities across Wisconsin in combating the opioid epidemic, Attorney General Josh Call said in a press release Thursday. Input from these impacted by the epidemic will help maximize the good that these funds can do for Wisconsinites, end quote. Last year's settlement spending plan approved by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee included funds for school and community-based intervention programs. That, according to a report shared with us from the Cardinal, the online student newspaper from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And in a press release to the nearly noon news from Clean Wisconsin, converting less than one-third of the roughly 1 million acres Wisconsin uses to grow corn for ethanol into solar farms would boost the state's energy production and help reduce carbon emissions. Clean Wisconsin looked at both the gross energy production and the energy inputs required for solar and ethanol production. It found that 88% of the energy generated by solar goes to society and 12% is offset by production requirements. For ethanol, only 20% of the energy goes to society and 80% is offset by production. Corn is the number one crop in Wisconsin, covering around 4 million acres of land in the state, about one-fourth of which is used for ethanol production, according to the study. For comparison, the state has 3,500 acres dedicated to solar, less than 1% of the land devoted to corn for ethanol, researchers said. To achieve Clean Wisconsin's target of net zero carbon emissions by 2050, the state needs to build around 280,000 acres of solar farms. Wisconsin farmers contribute food, feed, and energy to our state, and farmers are essential stewards of the environment. The press release continued, clean, affordable energy comes from many sources, including low-carbon, renewable ethanol. Consumers benefit from having choices, and rural economies benefit farmers, end quote. Again, this report came from Clean Wisconsin with additional information from Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.